Hi guys, how you all doing? Danny Cumru here with her brand new podcast. Literally can't wait for this one because it is a subject that I am so passionate about, and it is all about confidence and how confidence is absolutely everything, and it will determine your success and it will determine everything in your life. Trust me when I tell you, confidence is glorious, right? So many people think that like confidence is arrogance or confidence isn't a good thing. You need to start looking at confidence like it is the best thing in the world, because I promise you, when you have confidence, no one can knock you, no one can get in your way, no one can tell you you're not on the right path, no one can drag you down, no one can get you off your path and take you in a different direction. When you are so confident in not just what you're doing, like in network marketing, you have to be confident in a few things, right? You have to be confident, firstly, in the product that you're promoting, right? So much, because you are going to get people tell you your product don't work, your product you can buy cheaper elsewhere, your product isn't good, your product this, your product that. You're going to get people that say that, right? Because people think they know best, right? But if you are so confident in a product that you are promoting, no one is going to tell you anything about it. No one is going to tell you anything, because you are so confident that you are bullying. Proof. Doesn't matter what people say, your product is the best. That's how I feel about my product. I don't know about you. If it isn't, if you're thinking, I don't know if I could defend my product into the ground. I don't know if someone come at me and attack my product, I'd be able to confidently go, no, like you're wrong. My confidence is incredible. And don't get me wrong, you haven't got to argue with people about your product being amazing, right? Because that's not what we do. We're not in a convincing game, right? But in your mind, no matter what anyone said, you still knew that you were promoting an incredible product that you are so passionate about. That is key in network marketing, right? We have different products in different companies, and you have to work for a company where you are so confident with the product that you are promoting, right? It's bulletproof. You think it's the best in the world, okay? So confidence in your product, right? Then after you have confidence in the industry, right? Because we work in an industry, if you're in network marketing, we are in an industry where people will try to bash it, right? People will try to tell you it's a pyramid scheme, it's a scam, it doesn't work, you're never going to get rich, you're never going to make money, like you're stupid, you're this, you're that. Sometimes we get worse than that, right? I've been doing this for 6 years and I've got worse than that, right? You have people try and bring you down, people try and say stuff. So you have to be confident in this industry, right? And you might not be a little bit sure yet, and that's fine. That's where you have to go out and you have to gain your confidence. Firstly, one sec, let me go back to the product thing, right? Because I want you to say something about that. I want you to say, if you are not 100% confident in your product, right, you have to research it. You have to look at whether you've got science behind your products. You have to look. You have to know everything about your product, guys, right? You can't try and work for a company with a product that you don't know stuff about, because you have to have that confidence in that product, right? So the best thing to do is go away from this podcast, get some product knowledge so that you are so confident in that product. Obviously, use it yourself. Obviously, be a product to the product. Obviously, be shouting about it because you're using it, because you've got your own results, right? We've all got products. We all work with products that we can get results from. Get your own results with these incredible products, and then you will be confident in them, right? So I just wanted to go back to that quickly because I didn't completely finish that point. I get so excited in these podcasts. I just go on from one thing to another and I get so, so excited. I need to write notes, really, to be fair, don't I? Right, so the next thing was confidence in your company, okay? No, it wasn't. It was confidence in the industry, right? So confidence in the industry is so, so important, right? Because people do bash it, as I just said. People do bash it. People will say it's a pyramid scheme, it doesn't work, it's this, it's that, right? So again, you have to be so confident in what you're doing, right? You have to look at your future and think, yes, this is where I see myself in network marketing industry. I see myself changing people's lives. I see myself helping other people. I see myself getting to the top of my comp plan. I see myself doing this, right? And if you have such confidence, no one can knock you. No one can tell you you're in a rubbish industry because you are so certain. So how can you get confidence in the industry, right? Again, do some research, right? Follow some people that inspire you, that have done incredible in the industry. At the end of the day, if other people have done it, you can do it too, right? So you've got to have these inspirational people that you look at, that are your people that you go, wow, that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm willing to have that work ethic, right? But I know that it can happen because so-and-so has done it, okay? And that's really important. It's really important to have people that you aspire to be like, right? I always say this, right? Don't listen to the advice of people that are not in the position that you want to be in. And these people that are usually going, oh, network marketing don't work, where are they? What are they doing, right? Because skeptical people are usually people that are not taking chances. They're not saying yes to business opportunities, right? Because they're closed-minded and they can't see what you can see. So again, it doesn't matter. If you've got confidence, this goes back to what this whole podcast is about. It's confidence is everything. If you've got confidence in this industry, no one is going to lure you away from it. No one is going to tell you it's rubbish. No one is going to tell you that it don't work, right? Because your confidence is up there and you are so confident about it that no one can tell you otherwise, okay? Confidence in your company is the next one. So you are working for a company. Are you confident in that company, right? And if you're not, then again, it's up to you to, you know, get close to the corporate team, do research, know stuff about the background. Do you know when your company was founded? Do you know how much your company is turning over? Do you know the corporate team? Do you know what their plans are? Do you know what their mission statement is? Do you know what their vision is, right? So if anyone ever come to you and went, well, your company's rubbish, it's, you know, saturated, it's been around too long, it's not really expanding, you can say, oh, actually, we've expanded in such and such a market, we've been around for this many years. You need to know this stuff, okay? So you have to have full belief and confidence in your company, right? And again, it's not to argue with people, it's not to prove anyone wrong, but it's, if people come to you and they shoot you down and they say this, that and the other, you know in your mind that you are in exactly the right place because you have 100% confidence in your company. It's so important, right? And the last thing that you have confidence in, that you have to have confidence in, and the most important thing that you have to have confidence in, you all know what I'm going to say, don't you? All shout out, right? What is the most important thing you have to have most confidence in, right? It's you. It's yourself, right? So I want you to shout it out, right? I am confident. Say it. I am confident. Right? You have to be confident, right? And confidence is absolutely insane. And it's what holds a lot of people back. So many people actually don't even say yes to this industry in the first place because they think that they haven't got the confidence to do it, right? And I come across this all the time because if anyone obviously follows me on social media and they're inspired to join the industry through watching me, they would think, oh, I have to go live, I have to be confident, I have to be on social media all the time, which is obviously, it's not true at the start, but actually if someone hasn't got confidence, they need this industry because what does this industry do? It builds your confidence. It builds your confidence so much. I've seen people join my team have no confidence whatsoever. Like their confidence is literally on the floor. They can't make eye contact. They've got no confidence. And they join because they're inspired, but they're like, I literally have no confidence. I couldn't go live. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I couldn't go and meet the team. I couldn't host events. I could never talk on a Zoom call because they have no confidence. And what do as network marketing leaders? We build people's confidence, right? Sometimes it takes someone to see amazingness in you before you see it in yourself, right? Sometimes it takes someone to believe in you so much before you start to believe in yourself, right? And that's what this industry does for you. And as I say, I've seen people that come in on the floor, zero confidence, become people that have earned over £10,000 in 1 month, people that have spoke on stage, people that do regular Zoom calls, people that have got so much confidence in their self and all of these other things that we spoke about and are just a completely changed person. I am in fact one of them, right? Because when I started, I would say I've always had a little bit of confidence. I would never have done public speaking, never, ever, ever. I think I've said on a couple of these podcasts before, but I never even spoke at my wedding because I couldn't. There's no way I could stand up and speak in front of people. No way whatsoever, right? No way. Whereas now, I've spoken onto stage in front of 10,000 people and went on just before Craig David, right? We had a convention in Barcelona, which was out of this world. I was a main stage speaker, so I did my own 40-minute presentation, which was absolutely insane. Because it was a European convention, it weren't just like a UK convention, it was a European one. We had 10,000 people there, 10,000 people, and I spoke on that stage for 40 minutes. I then hosted a panel where the girls that I was interviewing on the panel were from different places like Poland, where were the other girls from? France. So as I was asking them the question, they were answering me back in their own language, and I was getting it translated in my ear to then obviously go on and ask the next question. And that was like something that was so out of my comfort zone, honestly. But I enjoyed it. I thrived. I loved it. And why? because I've got confidence. I've got so much confidence now standing up on that stage. I love it. I love seeing the crowd's energy. I love giving value. I love changing people's lives. I love giving people inspiration. I love people looking at me going, you know what? If she done it, I can do it. Like, you are an inspo. Like, I love you. Like, I love that. I love making people feel incredible. I love building other people's confidence because this industry has built my confidence, and I feel like it's my gift now and my duty to build other people's confidence. Because take network marketing away, right? There are people in everyday life right now, like, not living life to their full potential, not earning as much as they should be earning, not being, not inspiring as much, many people as they should be inspiring. And why? Because they're lacking in confidence, right? I am a person that's learnt this skill in network marketing, where not only have I built my confidence, I know how to build other people's confidence. And that's an amazing skill, because our job in network marketing, if you want to be a leader and you want to be a top earner, is to take people and make them better. Take people and make them confident. Help them to become confident, right? And we've got the skills to help people to become confident. And it's an incredible thing. So it starts with you guys, right? It starts with you building your own confidence. And then you have the key to help other people to grow their confidence. And trust me, it's an incredible, incredible feeling. As I say, I've had people come into my business who I didn't even know, that had zero confidence, that I have seen something in them before they've seen it in themselves. I've helped them to build their confidence, and they've gone on to become six-figure earners, to change their life, to, you know, speak on their stories, to speak on stages, to help other people themselves. And that's absolutely incredible. Confidence is everything. I think sometimes we don't understand the power of confidence, because guess what, guys, right? When you don't believe in yourself, no one else will believe in you either, right? You have to believe in yourself, right? You have to believe in yourself. You have to be confident. You have to know that you are going to be successful in your network marketing business. Because if you don't know, no one watching you is going to know. If you don't know, why is anyone going to join your team? If you don't know that your products are exceptional and incredible, how are you going to tell other people that they are? How are you going to convince people to buy from you if you haven't got the confidence in them yourself? If you haven't got the confidence in the industry yourself, how are you going to get people to buy into the industry? How are you going to get people to join network marketing if you haven't got confidence in it yourself? How are you going to get people to join your company if you haven't got the confidence in it yourself? When you've got someone come to you and they go, right, I want to join, how does it work? How long's your company been around? Like, tell me about it. And you can't tell them about it. How are you ever going to recruit anyone? And the main thing is, if you haven't got confidence in yourself, how are you going to convince people to join your team? Because people want to know where you're going. People want to know that you're going to be successful. People want to know what you're doing. And then people will jump on that journey with you. But if you're not sure where you're going, if you don't know that you're going to be a top earner, how is anyone else going to know that? How is anyone else going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself first, okay? So you have to believe in yourself, right? So I'm going to give you a few tips now on how does that happen? How, if you have zero confidence right now, how do you start to believe in yourself? How do you get that confidence? Well, first of all, and I've mentioned it already on here, is be around people that lift you higher. Be around people that believe in you before you believe in yourself, right? Because generally in life, right, certain people are around certain people that bring them down, that drag them down, that tell them they're rubbish, right? That subconsciously even make them feel bad. And if you are around anyone in your life right now that makes you feel bad, please run. Please run in the opposite direction, right? Please get away from them, right? And I'm not telling you don't have to, like, not be friends with people and stuff like that, but for a period of time, be around people that are going to build your confidence, that are going to lift you higher, that are going to make you feel good, right? I had a massive shift, I think it was last year or the year before, where I had to let go of people in my life because they made me feel crappy. They did not make me feel good about myself. They constantly were negative. They constantly dragged me down. They constantly moaned about everything. They couldn't see the good in anything or anyone. And I had to eliminate people from my life, because if I didn't, I was never going to grow into the person that I am today. And we are evolving and we are growing all the time, right? And it starts with us being confident. And if you have got people around you that are stopping you from being confident because they're constantly negative or they're constantly dragging you down, that is going to be something that majorly sets you back, okay? So be around people that lift you higher. You deserve to be around people that tell you, you are amazing, you are incredible, you can do this, keep going. Imagine, right, if you were at a point where you felt like you couldn't go anymore, you felt like giving up, you felt like you couldn't do it anymore, right? And your friends or your people that were around you, their advice was, yeah, you probably should give up. I did tell you that you'd fail. Yeah, you probably should give up. I did tell you that it was a load of rubbish. Do you know what? Not really many people succeed in that anyway. So it's probably a good thing. You go get a real job. You stop doing that, right? If you're around people like that, what's that going to do? That's just going to make you quit. You need to be around people, right? Where if you're having a bad day, they say to you, no, you can do it, right? Go self-develop. Go get in a good mindset. Like, you can do it. You can do it. You are amazing. You started this for a reason. Babe, think about your why. Think about why you started this. Think about why you're doing this, right? That's who you need to be around. You need to be around people that are going to tell you, you can. You can do it, right? Get out of your own way. Give yourself a little slap. You can do it, babe, right? You can. You are amazing. You are powerful. Think about who you're doing it for. Think about what you're doing it for. Do you know what? Anyone that does network marketing, I take my hat off to you, right? I take my hat off to myself because I do it. It's not easy, right? Because you're going against so much stuff. You're going against people trying to drag you down, right? You're going against people telling you you're not going to make it, right? You're going against all of this stuff. And I'll tell you now, the people that keep going and the people that believe in themselves and the people that work on this confidence and the people that reap the rewards, you've got to keep going. So get around people that tell you about that. Get around people that are going to lift you higher and tell you that you are incredible. The next thing that you can do is self-develop, right? So self-development is absolutely everything. I am so thankful for this industry because before it, I didn't know anything about self-development. I didn't know anything about listening to positive audios, reading positive books, and what an effect that has on your mindset and how mindset is. I think it's like up there with like 90% of why you're successful is what you let into your mind and how you work on your mindset. It is so important, right? So self-develop every single day, guys, whether that's listening to an audio, whether that's reading a book, make sure you do your self-development. I know I've been in this industry now for 6 years. I've obviously got heaps of confidence in myself, in my business, in my product, in everything that I do. And that comes from self-development and working on myself every single day, right? Starting your day right. This is another top tip. Starting your day right. What do you do every morning? Do you do your affirmations? Do you listen to audios? Do you meditate, right? You've got to find your thing that works to set you up positively in the morning. Eat right in the morning, guys, right? Start with, if you're in a health company like me, start with taking your product, start with being healthy in the morning. I start my morning, I love having a ginger shot, I love having my capsules, I love having my lemon water, and I use my products and I set myself up. Like, I've fueled my body with goodness, I've fueled my mind with goodness, I've listened to positive audios and I'm ready to go, right? Another thing is your affirmations, right? Affirmations always gets me through, right? Wake up in the morning and open your arms, right? Like, don't be afraid of your energy. Don't be afraid of letting off your energy, right? Don't say your affirmations with like bad posture, like, yes, I am going to have a good day. No, right? Do some stretching first. Like, I'm doing this, like, you want to see me. I'm like, you know, talking to the sky and stretching out. But that's how you need to do it, right? You need to open up your posture, open up your body language and say, I am going to have an amazing day. I am successful. I am going to attract new team members today. I am going to get amazing orders today. I am going to help people today. I am incredible. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am abundant in health. I am abundant in wealth, right? I am confident. All of that. Right? Are you probably thinking, this woman's crazy, right? But it's good to be a little bit crazy, right? And I promise you, saying aloud your affirmations like that will make such a difference, right? If I could open up my window and shout out to the street, I would, right? I am confident. I am amazing. I'm going to have an amazing day. Trust me, you're going to have an amazing day if you do that, right? If you wake up in the morning and you're tired and you're having bad breakfast and you're in a bad mood and you argue with the people in your house and you go out the door and you haven't self-developed and you haven't worked on your mindset and you haven't done your affirmations, I promise you, your day's not going to be as good. And this might sound absolutely crazy to you if it's something you've never done before, but trust me, it works. Trust me, it's incredible, right? So I'm coming up to this podcast being 20 minutes now. So I need to wrap it up, guys. But you know what? I might do more on confidence, because confidence is me. Confidence is something that I am most passionate about, and it's something that's key, right? Because I see people sometimes in network marketing, they've got the best social media pages. Their content is incredible. They post pretty. They post amazing, right? But their confidence isn't there, they're not gonna succeed. Confidence is absolutely everything, guys. So I hope you found that useful. Work on your confidence. I'm gonna tell you right now, you are incredible, you are amazing, you can do this, you are confident, right? Tell yourself it every single day. I really hope that was useful. I'll speak to you all soon.